T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Tomorrow, we are going to have a big show. You know why? Because we are going to talk about the Bears' offensive line. And people are going to be really, really interested in that. We're going to have that conversation on the show. We're going to talk some college football. Dave Revzin, because the Big Ten is back, he's going to be on. James Big Cat Williams is going to be on the show. I'm very much looking forward. I just think that guy, like Big Cat himself, is just interesting. I wonder what he's built lately, because he's like a master carpenter. So I'm going to ask him about that, and I'm going to ask him if the Bears offensive line can get better. All those things are going to be available on tomorrow's show. And we might even throw in some Cubs and White Sox talk too. Who knows? We might just get crazy with it tomorrow and do all of those things on a Friday. Danny Parkins and Mark Carmen are going to take care of the afternoon show today. They join me now. Hello, men.
What's up, Lawrence? We're going to just take 4 hours of hockey calls.
Yes!
I think that's the plan for the day.
Sounds
that
good.
Was fun.
I hope they're better than the two hockey calls I took. Because the one guy called, and he was like mad because he tried out for the Blackhawks, and they didn't let him on the team. And the other guy is just mad because people don't love hockey as much as he loves hockey.
Yeah. It's so hard. Like, it's a weird thing, and no one has any sympathy for us, and they shouldn't. But like, if we don't reflect exactly the same level of like fandom v analysis split that the listener expects and personally possesses, then it's like a personal affront to them. You know, like if you want to go full on like Bears meatball and like make a fan point, totally fine. But then they're like, give me more rational analysis. You're a journalist. Or then if you like have like a dispassionate, like, hey, this is
clinical,
what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you got no heart. You're not a fan. You're not a real Chicagoan. It's like, yeah, man, I know. Can't, damned if I do, damned if I don't. That is the life we have chosen.
Does this mean we're talking tennis all day today here? Because I'd love to get into a Nadal v. Federer v. Djokovic convo.
I'd rather talk
on who's the GOAT.
Yeah, let's go GOAT conversation. Let's bring Brent McEnroe in. Let's bring Connors in. We can throw Serena. We can do a lot of things.
I'm with
Carl
that.
Loves
I can do that
GOAT
conversation. He's big on the GOAT conversation. Always has been, always will be.
He loves it. He loves it so much. And he loves tennis. Oh my God, he loves tennis.
It's
so weird.
It's a great sport.
It's a good sport.
There's no pause. That's so unfair.
Yeah, you tried to argue to me off air a couple of weeks ago that tennis was better than golf, and that's just ludicrous. Well, it's an all-time bad opinion.
I mean, one sport is an actual sport and the other is a hobby. That was my point, Lawrence.
Yeah, it's the worst thought that you could possibly. I mean, it's the worst thought you've had since yesterday's awful thought about Clayton Kershaw's hat.
All right, wait, hold on. Let me get my notepad out here.
I'll hear
arguments for this. Go ahead, Counselor Parkins. Why is golf better than tennis?
Oh, my God. So you can't. All right, let's do it this way.
No, there's wait. Here's the argument that I need for you to make. I'm going to put some parameters on this.
Okay.
I need you to make the argument without putting the other sport down.
Okay. It's a sport that you can play with others, but you're always playing against yourself. There is no way to perfect the sport. so you don't need to find a partner who is even to your skill level in order to have a good game. You can be a 90s golfer and play with a 70s golfer, and both, and if you beat your expected score by 5 and they lose to their expected score by 2, you actually had the better day. And so it's an even playing field. And much like how in baseball there's a charm to Wrigley is different than Guaranteed Rate, which is different than Fenway, which is different than Yankee Stadium, there's thousands and thousands of golf courses all over the world. So there's no repetition. There's you never get bored with it. It's a thinking man's sport. It's a sport you can play until your 70s, 80s, 90s, God willing. It's just it's a beautiful grand game that is endlessly challenging mentally and physically, and you're always playing against the best opponent in the world, yourself.
All right, that's a really good argument. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Barrister Carmen, now give me your rebuttal.
So the beauty of tennis, number one, every time you step onto the tennis court, it is an athletic workout. You are going to sweat. You are going to get in cardio shape. You are also going to be working on the same skills that you worked on the last time, trying to get just incrementally that much better. So it also is actually a competition with yourself. And you throw in there is somebody else on the other side of the net who is trying to beat you, which is a lot like life. So it is great to be able to actually compete against someone, and you're competing against yourself, and you're getting in great shape. And to Danny's point about all tennis courts are the same, I mean, I'm thinking about Wimbledon, I'm thinking about Roland Garros, I'm thinking about the U.S. Open. Those are three completely different venues, different services, all of it, different parts of the world. Tennis also, I mean, maybe similar, but you have people literally playing it from every corner of the earth, which is just so beautiful. But the biggest thing with tennis is when things are not going well, like they won't perhaps go well in life, and this is similar to golf, but you have to actually sit there and be with yourself. No one's coming to the rescue, and you have the intensity of somebody coming back at you. Tennis is it teaches you life in so many different ways every single time you step on the court.
All right, that was also a very good argument, Mr. Carmen. I'm going to give you 15 seconds to rebut, Mr. Parkins.
Man, tennis is just ping pong for adults. it's a lame game of ping pong. That's all it is. I'd rather play ping pong in a basement than tennis outdoors.
Mr. Carmen, 15 seconds for you.
Well, that's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, because in ping pong, you don't really have to move, and that's just not how tennis is. And by the way, tennis, for the most part, should be played outdoors. Again, you have the mental plus the physical, all of it combined. It's the best.
Remember to vote on November 3rd.
Yeah. All right. 312-644-6767. You can text in your votes on this debate with my guy, Mark Carmen. Yeah, so we'll do more things like that. We're just going right to the top, Lawrence. Between hockey and hockey calls and tennis v. golf, we're taking this radio station right to the promised land, my friend. That's what we're doing today.
What else are you guys going to do today?
I don't know. No, it's my birthday. It's my Carrie Wood.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I did it myself. It's my Carrie Wood, Walter Payton birthday, so I'm told that the guys have some surprises for me, which we like to celebrate birthdays on the show, so I'm looking forward to that. Mitch Rosen has spoiled me already today. He bought lunch for the family, sent me some Jewish deli. It was amazing, so I've got food left over for the next, 10 days. Just an absolutely grotesque amount of food, but it's incredible. So
he always brings too much food.
Yeah, he's a big order guy. Which I like about Mitch. If you go out to dinner with him, he's like, "So what appetizers look good?" I'm like, "I don't know. I can't decide between the shrimp cocktail and the crab cakes." He's like, "We'll get two shrimp cocktail, we'll get two crab cakes." And he'd be like, "Calamari, let's get some calamari over here too." I'm like, "Damn, it's only two of us here. Okay."
He brought me a dozen donuts to the house. Like, I love donuts, but come on.
That's a lot. That's a lot of donuts. Well, and it's a two-person household. So,
right.
Yeah, there's not, and it's not like you're having a bunch of people over right now to share the donuts. Yeah.
Correct.
So what do you do?
Bring me two donuts. That's all I need. Two really good donuts.
He's a nice guy. He likes to make you feel good. So did that. Wife and I have a little birthday dinner tonight, but then Paul Charchian at 3 and Dave Wanstead at 5, and some surprises, and you know, we're gonna just hang out. It was a blast yesterday, and Carm's in today and tomorrow, so we're gonna cherish every minute together.
Will you do me a favor when you have Wani on?
I could probably do that.
Could you ask him some Aaron Donald stories?
I've done this before with him. Yeah, so he told one last week, Lawrence, but I will. I will absolutely do it again. So he, his story last week was so good. He said that he called Donald into his office after like the first two practices or something like that, you know, his freshman year. And he was like, "We're going to have to redshirt you." And he told him about it. He's like, "Well, you're going to be a really good player for us, but it's just not there yet. We've got too much depth on the defensive line. I think it would be in your best interest and ours if we redshirted you." And then they go through like two more weeks of camp, and the D-line coach calls him in to the room. He's like, "Dave, we've got to watch some film here, and I want to show you what Aaron Donald is doing.
I want to show you this man destroying grown men and how we have to have him on the field."
Yeah, and so he had to like apologize to Aaron Donald and lift the red shirt from him. So that was his story last week, but we will definitely do it again. Man, Aaron Donald and Shady McCoy, he recruited both of them to Pitt. That's
powerful stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean. And he would even allow for this joke. I mean, there was probably a little coloring outside the lines there. You know, that was that era of college football. He's talked about it before. But
Coach, I didn't say that. Just for the
no,
record,
he would know.
I
he knows.
Never said that.
He knows.
I didn't
he
say
knows.
That.
But just, I mean, come on, like Shady McCoy. Shady McCoy went to Pitt, and oh my God, seeing him on the field, because Dave was at Pitt when I was a student. At Syracuse in the Greg Robinson days, where they won 10 games in 4 years. And, yeah, it wasn't kind seeing Shady McCoy, who was faster than every player on Syracuse offense, defense, and the track and field team. Like he came onto campus and was just immediately the fastest person within, like, 150 miles. So, yeah, Dave was he's had a hell of a career, man. He's come up against a lot of talented individuals. So we will get more Aaron Donald stories out of him. Do you have a specific one in mind or just any?
No, I just like I was thinking about talking about this either Friday or Monday. So if you ask him an Aaron Donald question, I can run that on the show on either day.
Please. Yeah, that would be great. And we can pull last week's for you too, because it was very hilarious. Just very self-deprecating. We all have them, right? We all have misses where you proclaim someone's going to be great or terrible, and then immediately you're just like, ooh.
Oh, that's so fun to do. Like, every now and again, I like to do that as a topic of if you just ask people, like, who did you think was going to be great, and they weren't great, and you're so embarrassed.
Matt Merton.
There it is. That's one that comes up a lot.
That dude had such a great command of the strike zone.
I actually had a pit guy, John Baldwin. I was convinced.
Jonathan Baldwin, right? Wasn't he known as John, like the big wide receiver?
Yeah, like the big, yeah, like the 6'5". Yeah. He averaged like 17 yards a catch in college. I'm like, man, I can't tell if he's more like Plaxico Burris or AJ Green was young at the time. Maybe it's an AJ Green, just like a long stride, like a Herman Moore. I was like, this guy is going to dominate for years. And he sucked. He was terrible. He couldn't get on the damn field. And then when he did get on the field, he couldn't get open. And then when he got open, he couldn't catch a ball. It was a terrible combination of things.
It's a bad combination for what it is that you want to do for a living. Well, boys, have at it today. Enjoy yourselves. And I will talk to you both tomorrow.
See you, Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence, you have a good day, my friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.